Welcome to Everdon!
Dad!
Number one sports gambling show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpina.
Hat tip to you, my friend.
The Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder. Hat tip to you, sir.
Hat tip to you.
Hat tip to your evening and betting.
Hat tip to an undefeated night for the show,
Tone. Hat tip.
Hat tip.
Hat tip.
Thank you.
So, I saw a lot of people won some money last night. Fucking Pens boost. Did not. Pacers boost. Did.
Without a doubt. Without. A lot of questions on that one. Look,
that's not going to hit.
They're never going to win.
You're working with FanDuel to get him more money. That's not going to hit.
17 windmill dunks.
Fucking LaMelo Ball. That's you, Mitt. Idiot.
Yeah, Pacers are the team that no matter which way I bet on, I will lose that one. That is true.
They do that to a lot of people.
West Ham just tied it. The tide is fucking turning, boys.
We do have some cleanup. We are sheriffs today. After the fallout of yesterday's events, disgusting events.
Sad to see, to be honest.
Sad to see. This is a professional show.
It's 2 weeks in a row we've had a bit of a...
Bit of a skirmish.
A bit of a dust up.
What happened the week before?
The questioning of the bets.
Oh, that was even more disgusting.
That one hurt me more.
That one cut deeper.
The first cut is the deepest.
The first cut is always the deepest. But we've had some fallout from yesterday's show. Evan Fox. Is it always that close, Mitt? Evan Fox will be suspended for 5 minutes. No, you have a 5 minute suspension for instigating.
What are you talking about?
You have a 5 minute
you're
suspension
in box,
for instigating.
Dude.
You're in the penalty
box.
You're in the penalty box.
I didn't do anything. I did nothing
you
wrong.
Had a 5 minute penalty.
I followed the hammered down rules.
God damn it. You were not. You can't come in here until at least 4 or 6.
No. I oppose my penalty.
You don't oppose. We're because sheriffs, dude.
I didn't
you
do
can't
anything wrong.
A
I came in here. And I did my
down.
Picks. I did my bets.
You
I
instigated.
Did my Fade Foxy like I always do. And everything, all hell broke loose around me. I oppose my penalty.
Nick and Connor have 10-minute majors for fighting.
10
and
minutes?
They deserve it. All right, yeah. You cannot fight in your in the studio.
Nick is on appeal for a suspension for destroying a fucking ficus.
I agree, as he
I
should.
But
you,
ficus had
I did nothing wrong.
5 minute major for
I
instigating.
I followed rules. I made my pick. That hit, by the way,
hit in the fucking box.
And I got another one coming tonight. All right,
get on with
this,
it.
This is
dude.
The most fucking predictable.
Oh,
of
you just
time.
Popped in.
Oh, we're going right now.
No. So okay, yeah.
This
go
is
ahead.
You.
Go
all ahead. Right, let's go.
We got to guess at 4:05. It's 4:03.
Okay, I'll make this one quick. You guys know me now.
I can't believe I'm letting this happen.
And I make a lot of picks on this show, and I'm all the way back because the NBA
this
is back.
Bullshit.
I hit last night the most obvious, the greatest, the best Fade Foxy pick. He's coming tonight.
Okay, what is it?
Because we got LeBron against Steph Curry, primetime, playing game. And I'm always going to take LeBron James and the LA Lakers. You hammer them tonight.
I hope
I
he loses.
I guarantee it.
I hope he fucking loses because he's
I guarantee this is a win. I'm going to go 2-0 in the
this
last
is,
2 days.
This is Fox's
I'm
going to
be 100%. I'm going to be the hottest bettor on this show. And then on tomorrow, I'm coming in with another NBA pick. Just
you're,
kidding.
You're not going to be here.
I'm not going to be here. So,
we're not answering
with that
phone
being
call
said,
either.
LeBron, Lakers, hammer it.
Don't even attempt to call in either.
I tend to agree with him on that one.
Well, don't.
Let's go.
I would have too, but he didn't listen to the rules, and if you break the rules, you're not going to fucking win.
I think the Lakers might body the Warriors tonight.
A man who always is respectful, informative, a friend of the show, unlike fucking Foxy. A man who's going to put us in the green this weekend at Kiawah Island. Beautiful golf course. An absolute beauty of a golf course. People are texting me that I got bullied by Foxy. I didn't.
That's tough.
I'll deal with you later. Cutmaker Pod is a great pod. You should listen to it. You should follow at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter as we welcome him to Hammer Don.
What's up, boys?
What's
it's
up?
Masters Major Week. Sorry, Major Week. Let's go. We got a big one here. This is going to be a lot of fun. For starting, I can't wait to talk about Big Daddy Bryson because he's going to murder this course.
All right, it's a Masters. It's a major. It's not the Masters week. It's a major Masters week.
Jeff,
we got questions for you, Cutmaker. We have Pat has questions.
Jeff, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I'm not too shabby. It's great to hear from you. You've made me and many others a lot of money with your picks, so I appreciate the hell out of you. And I think you would understand that. We're going to need about a minute, though, to handle some house business we got going on over here. Is that okay, Jeff?
Sure. Oh, you got it.
Foxy just came in here and bullied you, is what I was told.
That's what Zeta told me, too.
I was on a call out there. What type of operation are you running? You got guys dropping the gloves and fighting each other right here. There's a cactus broken.
You may be promoting violence.
No, I'm not promoting violence. I'm raising awareness that it exists.
That was the only way to get Foxy out of here.
Oh, because you had to talk to Jeff.
Yeah.
So you're punting this conversation until after coming.
He'll be back.
Jeff.
Well, if he Foxy's now done on the show and it's 5 after 4, like it's better than him being on here for 20 minutes.
Have you talked about Nick and Connor fighting each other yet?
They're on 10 minutes.
They're on 10 minute majors.
Yeah.
Okay. You think I'm done here? Oh, here's Foxy. Jeff, so sorry, Jeff. You have no idea what happened over here. I mean, there was a brawl. We lost a plant.
Jeff, I'm sorry. I can't wait to hear your picks. I can't wait for this weekend. But if you think I'm done here, all right, we got a lot to handle here. I think
In front of your face,
Tone, you try to give me a penalty. You know who I think deserves a penalty out of everyone here? The guy sitting right there, Pat Maller.
Do you have a gavel?
Violence.
Do you? Get out.
I had a good pick, and Pat came in, and then Pat got mad, which riled up Nick, which then broke the plant, which then riled up Connor, hence the fighting. So I think Pat maybe should be on penalty.
Diggs, operation around letting this guy back in?
This guy's got a 10-minute major. What kind of show are you running here?
Jeff is in a car about to give out money, and we got to deal with your shit again, Foxy. This is your problem. Diggs, this is your problem now. Get this guy off your show. Don't let him in here. Jeff wants to get picked so we can all make money. Nick is just trying to enjoy some puck, and Foxy's ruining it. Diggs, get your shit together, dude.
He's dead.
Can't do it with you guys. I just can't fucking do it.
Are you going to walk out?
No.
I don't even going to walk out. Jeff, you don't deserve this.
Sorry Jeff.
We'll resume
it. Boys.
We'll have a fucking trial later.
Get him, dude.
That's what I thought.
Jeff, I try to run a professional show here. It's unbelievable. Pat,
can't let them bully you.
Well, they'll deal. They'll get theirs later, Jeff. They'll get theirs later. I thought Pat was going to come here and ask because we're trying to do a boost this weekend. Which two golfers do you want to see boosted on FanDuel Sportsbook?
I want to see Colin Morikawa. And I want to see Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay. So, are we going for the irons this week? How's Kiowa playing? It's a long course, right?
It could very well play the longest on tour, depending on how they set it up, but it's positioned to be that way. And yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to be able to hit your long irons. I think Morikawa is the best at that. We know big Bryson, though, man. I mean, even on these long par threes, nobody's stronger than him. Nobody can drive the ball as far as him. I like Bryson. I bet Bryson. I like Morikawa, and the other guy, favorite near the top, I like Xander Schauffele. I bet him top 10. Guy can't win, but he can make a hell of a lot of top 10s. So I played Xander Schauffele top 10 to 2-1.
I love Xander every single time. So is it strictly a long course? Is it going to be driving accuracy? Is short game always comes into play? But is distance the thing that you looked at the most this week?
Yeah, it is that, and I actually balance distance and accuracy, because if you're long but you're in the rough, you can't hit as long an iron out of it, right?
Very
so
true.
If you can hit it straight and you can keep in the fairway, and then you can hit, and you can obviously hit a good long iron, which sets up perfectly for Colin Morikawa. The only question is Morikawa's putting. The greens aren't supposed to be super fast this week. You guys will remember you had him on at right after he figured out how to putt and won at concession. He struggled since then, but if he can find it again, I like Morikawa. But man, if it gets really windy, you're gonna have to look at the Euros. You're gonna have to look at the guys like Matthew Fitzpatrick, guys like Matt Wallace, because the Euros are gonna be in contention if the winds get picking up. And I was watching some video today. Hell, Ian Poulter hit a driver on a par three. That's how windy it was out there.
Jesus. So you brought up the top, or the Euros. So do you have a top Euro or top Australian, top American? Do you have any prop bets that you're looking at this week?
Sure. My top British player I played is Matthew Fitzpatrick. I also bet him plus 450, top 10.
Okay.
I'll tell you a bet I really like is top former. I saw this on FanDuel just a little bit ago. It's like top former winner. I bet more at Morikawa at like plus 350. Ooh. I like that. But boys, Brooks Koepka is over 50-1.
Really?
What kind of world are we living on where we can get at Circus Sportsbooks this morning? He was 54-1. I got a 54-1 Brooks Koepka ticket. What world are we living in where Brooks Koepka is 54-1?
We know. How is his knee though? Do we know?
You know, he says it's not bothering him. He says he can play. So I mean, dude, I don't care if he came in on a wheelchair. I'd play Brooks Koepka 54-1.
Yeah, and we know he's coming off a missed cut, but we know he didn't give a shit about that event last week.
No, he didn't. No, and again, it was just a warm up for him. So I like that. I got some first round leader plays for you too, okay. Boys. A guy like Keegan Bradley, I like him. He's like 55-1 first round leader.
Okay.
Charlie Hoffman, another guy I like first round leader, like around 60-1, and then Thomas Peters, 100-1 first round leader. Like him as a Belgian Euro, can play in the wind. Siwoo Kim and the last guy, 90-1 first round leader. Like all those guys, the top 20 bets, first round leader bets are a lot of fun too. So take a look at those guys.
Hey, if you can find it, are you going to take a chance on Cantlay to miss the cut? Because I saw something this week where he has missed 1, 2, 3, 4 straight cuts on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, he's finished 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 15th. Are we fading Cantlay on the East Coast?
You know, I'm not playing Cantlay at all, but I was looking at some projections today, and if we could talk about DFS for a second.
Sure.
Cantlay's similarly priced to your boy Will Zalatoris, and he's supposed to be more highly owned. So I think Will Zalatoris is going to be a really good, low-owned DFS play. I bet him a few weeks ago at 66-1 to win this. He's much lower than that now. But I think if you're looking for a low-owned, sneaky DFS play, Will Zalatoris is a real strong one.
While we're talking about it, because I love doing the DFS for the majors, do you have any other DFS picks?
Yeah, I mean, again, guys, like I mentioned, like Charlie Hoffman, he's really affordable. I think he's going to be low-owned. Man, I think Adam Scott's going to be super low owned. I bet him at 100-1,
ooh,
and he's a guy, you know, former major champion. I think you'll find him at 5 or 6% ownership. And a guy like Adam Scott, if he finishes top 10, could be a difference in winning tournament.
All right. So before we have you taken any of the to miss the cut? Have you taken anyone to miss the cut?
You know, I haven't yet, but I like your Cantlay angle. I would actually bet that. I'd take the yes on that. If I was going to bet anybody missed the cut, I would probably start with Cantlay.
Okay.
Those lower price guys, I like that a lot.
Anything that you like this week that we haven't talked about?
I mean, honestly, I'm going to play DJ in matchups. I'm going to play Bryce in a matchup. We didn't talk much about DJ. I like DJ too. I also think he'll be low owned on DraftKings, so I think he's a guy you could look at. Or DraftKings or DFS in general. Sorry. But I think he's a guy you can look at.
Is Kiowa close to Coastal? Like, has DJ played it a lot?
You know, I mean, he grew up in South Carolina, so I've got to assume he's played it plenty. And, you know, it should be a little bit of a home game for him. I think he wants to prove something, too, man. He's really struggled lately. I think he wants to come back out and play well. I'm sure he'll play well. I won't be shocked at all if he wins, but, man, it's real. Every model I run, I keep coming up with Bryson. Well, I did come up with one where Morikawa was the top. So those are my top two guys this week. Let's get them boosted on FanDuel for sure. You look at Morikawa and Bryson.
Listen, we're going to do our best to do that. I know that you've been, because I follow you on the text service, you've been incredible with the live betting, and golf is one of the best live betting events. So tell people how they can follow you, your text and stuff like that for live betting for the weekend. And then also make sure you follow Cutmaker Pod.
Sure, yeah. So that just hit up at the Cutmaker Pod. We just text the word golf to 855-GOLF-POD. We send out text messages. You'll get one from me tonight. You'll get one Friday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, or perhaps the night before. And we really look at the number one round-by-round matchups, but also the odds a guy has to win relative to his live odds. We find some value there almost every weekend. We found some in KH Lee this weekend, so we got a little shares in KH Lee. he ended up coming on top for us. So yeah, that worked out. And it's just, it's again, it's critically important to understand the math behind it, because a lot, the favorites are overplayed. The favorites are overvalued in the market. If you can find an under not as popular guy like KH Lee at a good value, that's when you got to strike.
Hey, Jeff, can't thank you enough. Good luck this weekend. We'll be following along.
Appreciate it, boys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Fuck just happened.
Let's just talk some sports, dude.
Well, it's 4:15, so Nick's allowed to come in.
Let's go, Nick.
His 10-minute major's up.
What's that angle? Mitt?
This one? Does Gumby have a new angle, too?
Mitt just tried a new one.
Huh? Ooh. Get in here.
Hi, baby Nick.
Sit down. Not talking. I'm talking to Foxy. Hey, this is going to be fucking civil, okay?
Talk you, to your boy.
Sit down. Did you guys get out of your fucking system, or Foxy?
I had nothing to get out of my system. I did nothing wrong today or yesterday.
You bullied
me.
You're a bully.
I didn't bully anyone.
Yeah, you did.
All right. From what I understand, that guy should not be in here. You're Nick a bully. Moraldo.
You make basketball picks. You come in to fire everyone up and make a hockey pick and get on everybody's nerves and piss everybody off.
We have.
And it worked.
A 10-minute penalty for Nick for fighting. A 10-minute penalty for Connor for fighting.
For standing up.
Evan Fox did nothing wrong here.
In fact,
Pat should have a 5-minute penalty for instigating this entire scenario.
Enough! If we're giving out penalties for loving your fucking team, what are we doing, Foxy?
And what about giving penalties for instigating violence?
You knew what you were doing.
You did that.
You're a silent bully.
I did what I do. And I made a pick.
What are you doing?
Mute the mics. I need to have private conversation with everybody.
Job, Fox.
Turn back on. All right, we're good now.
Listen, fuck you.
Whoa,
fuck you.
I'm cool.
Go Pens. Hey, what you gotta do? But this is bullshit, Dicks. Can't have this happening in here.
It's not my fault. This is your office, dude.
You! I told you it was your fault. Diggs is right. It is your fault. I knew it.
That's not what I said.
You incited this. You brought the anger into here. The good vibes with the bad vibes when you walk through that door.
That happens every time you walk into a
place. No.
All right.
Especially this place.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm the hottest gambler on the show. I'm 100%
How about this?
Since the last time I made a pick.
How about this?
Hey, same.
How about this, Foxy? You're fired.
See ya.
Now that's something we can get on board with.
Stick taps to that, huh?
Stick taps. You can't be fired. We need you. Fuck you for doing what you did in the plant.
Jesus. Connor, did you get a new plant?
No, I didn't.
Has Nick apologized to you?
No,
for your
he
plant?
Has.
I never will.
You smashed the man's plant for no reason.
The plant stunk, first of all.
Wrong.
There was no need for it.
Wrong.
Look at this Mickey Mouse desk with your fucking sunglasses. Wrong. What do you need a plant for?
Wrong. There's banners on the front, too, and hats, and trolls, and a baseball bat mug, and the only thing missing is my plant. And you're right, and a disco ball.
I could have smashed that.
Yeah, you should have.
But I made a reasonable decision to smash the stupid plant.
It's not a stupid plant. I need my plant back now. I couldn't even do the show today because I didn't have my goddamn plant on that desk.
Some people are saying... Nick did the plant a favor because you're a terrible plant dad.
No, it's a fake plant, jackass. That's the whole reason it's a fake. It's so it doesn't die. But the one thing I didn't account for is that some fucking Pittsburgh guy would smash it because of you.
Not because of me, because of Pat. Pat pissed Nick off. Nick smashes plant. Connor gets mad.
You
get plant. Smash.
This all goes back to the football season.
It all comes back.
You jumped on the Steelers wagon. You dragged them down. And you tried to do it to the Penguins last night. And your pick was wrong. You said minus one and a half.
Order. You picked the Lakers tonight?
Lakers.
Get out.
That's Fade Foxy for you.
Connor, do you like the Bees tonight?
Fucking Bees by a million.
You got any player performance doubles?
Yeah, Foxy to fucking blow for the rest of eternity.
Hey, good. Cheers to that.
Good show. That's a good bet, Connor.
Good bet. I'm sorry to everyone. That is on me, but...
You let this place turn into a circus.
I mean...
Sometimes you gotta step down from the podium, dude.
What am I supposed to do? I'm a spineless piece of shit. I ain't gonna do nothing. Feel good about the Pens?
I do feel good. Despite all the things he said and what he did, that was a hell of a game last night.
It was a hell of a game last night. What the fuck was Rusty doing?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Add a little bit of a...
It was definitely his weak hand, too. He's never thrown anything with his left hand.
Kobe.
That was a hell of a
He did what he had to do.
Can't.
Made it more exciting. And some people would argue, smart play right there.
See, me and my hockey brain, I was like, oh, no icing.
No icing, empty
netter. Get some free shots at the net.
Sid should have been out there for that kill.
Yeah, he should have.
He would have hit that boost for sure.
We should have hit the boost.
But I did like Carter out there, that big, long, rangy Clydesdale out there.
That guy's fucking
busted. Still got it.
Flashes of a young Jordan Stahl.
Still got it. Are we doing the coin or is the coin dead?
Coin lives on.
Well, let me look at the NHL slate right now. We got a live line.
You got four games and you got a live line that means nothing right now. I think it's 2-0 Flames.
Canucks
three nothing.
Three nothing now.
Canucks are tanking.
In the first.
Canucks are losing every game.
So we got Caps and Bruins. Let's see. The closest game is the Edmonton and Winnipeg.
It's Edmonton, Winnipeg.
Do you have a feeling on that game?
Boy, I don't know, because Edmonton had to play all those games out, and they played guys. They didn't. They just managed minutes. They didn't sit anyone's. McDavid, Dreisaitl, their horses played. But they didn't look great in those games. So I don't know. They kind of like inched their way in. But I think. But Edmonton or Winnipeg had like backslid the entire month. So I'm on Edmonton.
Yeah, okay. I like this Oilers squad.
So we're on Edmonton.
And I was going to go puck line, but all year, Winnipeg 5-1 against the spread in the last six on the road against Edmonton.
Okay.
So Winnipeg's played them decent enough where
I, like, I think I'm just going to go. Line. I like this. We're going to talk we through these lines and see which one. 60 line for Winnipeg?
Yeah. Or no, for Edmonton.
60-minute line. I got 60-minute correct score. Let's see here. Can't find it.
Good look.
Can't find it.
Outlook.
Jesus Christ.
Can't find it, dude.
While I'm looking for that, the one thing I do feel good about, I'm going Carolina puck line.
Ooh.
4.5 at plus 140. Nashville just looks like they don't belong on the same ice as Carolina.
Or Oilers minus 105, 60-minute line.
There you go.
The hell are you doing in here?
This guy better watch himself.
We're not sponsored anymore, so I'm not going to say it. But kind of refreshing beverage.
Sorry. So you like Carolina?
Yeah.
Minus the 1.5.
Yeah, money line there minus 198, which is just they're almost $2 now. It's like
Edmonton minus 166. Or did you find the 60-minute line?
Gubby just said 105.
Minus 105.
Oh, okay.
We'll go.
Okay, so those two games are down. Capitals and Bruins.
Connor McDavid to score a goal over a half is plus 110.
Let's hammer that.
I mean, what fucking planet are we on?
Yeah, it seems like he's going to get a goal.
That's absurd.
Hammer that.
Plus 110.
The coin flip game cannot be Avalanche and Blues. That's too fucking.
No, it's not even close. And even the puck lines there aren't even close. Colorado minus 1.5 is minus 134.
Seems as if the coin is going to be picking Caps and Bruins.
So let's do it. Let's go Caps and Bruins. I do like the over in this game, though, before we get to the coin. It's juiced to even money right now.
Yes, it is.
And Craig Anderson, I mean, 40 years old. Making his joints aren't quite working like they used to. And Rask has been letting in a few that he should be stopping. So he's been a bit leaky, as we like to say. I think that it's 5.5. I think they can get there.
I agree.
Craig Anderson vote for a hot dog.
But I thought that was going to happen fucking last night.
True. There's, I mean, the unders are, it's playoff time.
Yeah, it's playoff.
We're going boys, under boys most of them. Like, but they're juiced. So Nashville, Carolina's under is 140. Winnipeg, Edmonton's 5.5. They're at 102. But the over's juiced there to 120.
Does the coin die if it loses tonight?
No. Do we fade the coin?
We'll find out. All rise for the honorable coin!
I'm not going to stand this time. I stood the last two times and it's lost.
I feel like taking the hat off.
The coin flipper does not have to stand.
All right, we're going to go. Washington Capitals plus 152 on the road, heading up to Beantown to take on the Boston Bruins at minus 180.
It's got to be the Bees.
Heads, Caps, tails, Bees, and the flip. Bees. Teds.
The coin is spoken! The Bees! Minus 180 at home in the Garden. Not Madison. TD?
I don't know what it is now.
It is a TD.
Is it TD?
Fucking Liverpool just scored again.
Come on, boss.
We might get top 4, boys.
Is it TD Garden? Where do the Bruins play? Where do the Bruins play? TD Garden. Knew it. Knew it! All right. You always want to take some phone calls?
Sure. What do you
maybe
got?
Maybe lead us into some other stuff?
Are you going to... What do you got over there?
Don't worry about it. It's not... Don't worry about it.
Go
Albert,
on.
What do you got?
How you doing, Diggs and the Hammer Down Boys?
How you doing? How you doing?
So I just want to get your thoughts on a parlay.
Okay.
With the San Francisco Giants first five.
Okay.
With Gausman on the mound.
Okay.
And Scherzer for the Nationals first five.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about those two games, Gumpy. The first game. The San Francisco Giants at Cincinnati, Gausman versus Wade Miley. Wade Miley threw no hitter. Didn't throw no hitter.
Yeah. Three innings, 11 hits, 8 earned.
Got rocked, which sometimes happens after you throw no hitter. This Gausman's very good. Miley had been very good before that last start, obviously.
Yep.
I took a look at this game. I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Giants.
You have to. You have to ride the Giants. As far as I'm concerned, you have to bet the Giants and White Sox every game you can when they have a good pitcher on the mound right now. If you're not, it's dumb.
Actually, Gumpy, this is, for me, a 3-pick special.
Oh, your first inning draw.
San Francisco Giants minus 132. Under 4.5, first five. First inning draw minus 115.
Damn. Almost worked out last time. 2 for 3.
It was 2 for 3, and then the Diamondbacks scored 5 in the fifth.
Yep. I like that.
And then the other game.
Giants first five for sure.
The other game was Scherzer, Arrieta.
Yeah.
He had Washington versus the Cubs. Something is playing. Is it you, Nick? So Scherzer was too much for me, though, so I didn't do it.
I wasn't listening. I was reviewing the tape. You announced the wrong winner on the coin flip.
It was the Caps?
Heads was Caps, yeah.
All right. Well, if it loses tonight, it feels like that could be the end of it, unfortunately.
Sounds like somebody wanted it to
trust
die.
Trust me, right I was there, not so. Positive on what it was.
I know. I thought and Guppy said it, and I was like, wait, I always say that.
I just said I wanted the Bees. Heads. I always just keep saying who I want.
Well.
You do. And it seems to be working out. So maybe I'm on the Bees.
So we have.
Regardless.
Do we have the dice to
cross modination with the dice?
The away team. So the coin and.
Yeah. Caps. Dice caps it is. Caps.
All right.
Let's go, Anderson.
Coin and spoken caps. I was just kidding. And then Scherzer and Arrieta. The line was a little too much for me, but Scherzer was the way that I was.
Minus 150?
Yeah, I think it was like minus 166 this morning.
Jesus. I got a minus 150. I'm taking Nats and Scherzer. Arrieta has been decent, though.
Mm-hmm.
But Scherzer's last three, 21 and a third.
Minus 164.
Two earned, 30 Ks. Yeah, minus 160. I'll still lay at the juice on that.
Jay from Toronto, what do you got?
Oh, Bon?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, what's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
What do you got?
Hammer down.
Listen, I got a little five parlay baseball, but Gumpy, bro, you're my dude. You have turned me into a better better just from listening to you and what stats you do. That so I got the Washington Nationals, Boston Red Sox, Miami Marlins, Atlanta Braves, and Houston Astros all on money line to take them. Thank you, Gump. I appreciate you.
Hold on, one more, pal. Nats, Red Sox, Marlins. Who else?
Atlanta and Houston.
Okay. We'll talk about those right now. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, so Nats we talked about.
Yep.
You're on the Nats as well.
Yep. Red Sox plus a half is good money with the way Richards has been pitching.
Yeah. I don't.
It scares me because I feel like Richards is due for a stinker. Stripling his last outing, five innings to earn, but
Toronto's been the number one hitting Jays team, versus right-handers the last few weeks, so that's why I stayed from this one.
Yep.
I was looking at angles to take the Red Sox on there. So
if I was going to take that game, I'd take the half.
Yeah, I don't hate that one. The Marlins game, I'm on. I'm taking them plus the half, minus 134 versus Phillies.
100%.
Trevor Rogers has just been really, really, really good.
Yeah. Zach Eflin's ERA might be 3.86, but he gives up a lot of hits.
He's very up and down.
Yep.
So I took the Marlins there, even though I wasn't sold completely on their offense, but I did there. Who was Atlanta?
That scares me. Chucky Morton.
Oh yeah, staying away from that one.
Chucky Morton, his last four haven't been great. David Peterson's
potentially
last
the better time pitcher. Out. Not like Tony, that, but like Tony. In this situation.
Tony.
Go ahead.
Tony.
Go ahead.
Tony.
Speak.
Chucky ball.
Speak game, your dude. Truth.
Yeah, I was a stay away from me because Peterson, his last time out, was very good, and he feels like he's gotten better as the year's gone on. Chucky Morton has gone the other way, unfortunately.
And then Houston and Oakland.
Yeah.
Granke's been...
last time out, he was good.
He still gave up three.
It's been very good in Oakland in his career, though.
Gave up four before that, three before that, four before that. I stayed away because of Granke.
I jumped on this at plus a half this morning. I would take Astros first five money line just because Montas has had four straight decent outings, but I'm just not sold. Granke was a bit better last time out. Like I said, he's good in his career in Oakland. So yeah, I'm going to take the Astros. I'd take the Astros money line.
Let me see if we have any more baseball calls before we move on. Murph from St. Louis, what do you got?
What up, Murph?
Hey guys.
Murph Dirt.
How you doing? Shout out, Murph.
Shout out.
What do you got?
Nice. I'm looking at Corey Seager to get a home run. That's plus 360. If you guys are feeling saucy and you want to add the Mariners money line, that's plus 477 right now.
Mariners.
The other one I really like, tag along the Boston Blue Jays combo you guys are having. I do like that first five to be under. I grabbed that line last night at 5.5, and it kind of goes back to what Gump has talked about with closing line value. I made sure I jumped on that one right away, and that's already moved half a run. And so, thank you for that.
Thank you, Murph.
Thank you, Murph.
I just five and feel a half, like maybe, but
I don't know, man. I'm waiting for Richards. Looks so bad early in the season, but he changed something with his delivery, and he's been good since. But I mean, the Sox could jump all over Stripling too.
Mariners and Detroit, I stayed away from that one. Scooble and Logan Gilbert.
You bet. Derek Scooble against Logan Gilbert at your own accord.
Hey,
my friend,
fucking good on you.
Yeah,
Scoobs. A game that I assume we are on, both of us. Tampa at Baltimore. Yarbrough versus Johnny Means.
I mean, we've reached the point in the season where John Means is no longer a guaranteed plus a half first five.
No, he's actually minus 132 first five is where I saw it at this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm taking him, though.
Yarbrough, gone 3 1/3 and 4 his last two outings. Sometimes they bring this guy in after one inning. I mean, I don't know.
Baltimore's actually hitting pretty well against Yarbrough, too.
And they push Means' start back, so he should be fresh to fucking...
I also took the first inning draw on this one as well.
Ooh.
So... something to look at there.
Fair play.
Let me see if we have any more MLB calls before we fucking get out of here on baseball. Yeah, we got one more. Dylan from Toronto, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Dylan?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Shout out to Gumpy for making me some money last night. Good work there.
Shout out, Paul.
Shout out.
I know you guys were already talking about the Red Sox-Blue Jays game, but I got one more thing to touch on there.
Okay.
So Ross Stripling, as you guys mentioned, he was good his last time out. He had 9 strikeouts. I'm seeing an over 4.5 on strikeouts for paying out at plus 120. I was wondering what you guys think about these plus strikeout bets.
Thank you, Dylan. Ross Stripling, is that who we're fucking talking about here?
Yeah.
These, so as long as you do the research, I mean, and you feel good about him, I haven't. So his Ks per 9 are 10 point, let's just call it 11. But then you got to go and look at how the Red Sox are strikeouts wise and stuff like that. What did he say? 4.5?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That does seem low.
He's got 11 Ks per 9.
If the Sox get to him early, that's my only thing.
Yeah, of course.
He doesn't go a lot of innings.
Yeah. All right. Other baseball games we got here. And then we got a bunch of hockey calls that we'll do with Nick. What didn't we touch here, Gumpy? Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Cahill and Flaherty.
Yeah.
It was 200, I think the line was for Flaherty.
Yeah, I'll lay the minus a half.
Okay.
Yeah, Flaherty 7-0, his last 2, 13 innings, 0 earned, 12 Ks. Cahill 1-4 with a 5.97. I'll lay the juice on minus a half.
Here. Yankees at Texas, you got anything there?
No, thank you.
Me either. An interesting one tonight. Cleveland at L.A., Aaron Civale and Ohtani is on the mound. He is deservedly number one in the MVP odds right now. He has been good on the mound. He is a favorite. I didn't want to go against Civale because he has made us a few dollars this year. And Ohtani, when he's on the mound, does sometimes walk 6 or 7. So I stayed away.
Yeah, no thanks. Savali wasn't great his last time out. That's my only reasoning for not taking plus a half here.
You lay in the half with Corbin Burns?
I wouldn't.
Thought about it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I mean, Keller, his last 2, 11 innings, 5 earned. He's not bad.
He's not Corbin Burns, but.
He's not, but Burnsy is last, not his last time out, the time before, he wasn't great.
And then the last one is Merrill Kelly and Clayton Kershaw.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I knew we weren't touching that one. All right, let's move on to some calls on the ice. Isaiah, what do you got? Isaiah?
Hello? Hi. I just had a hammer down.
Hammer down.
I just had a bet on Nashville and Carolina. It's my first time actually doing a bet on my own here.
That a boy.
And I was looking at the over. It's set at 5.5 plus 114 last time I looked, the 5.5 there. And I noticed the last game, I can't say his name, but Nedeljkovic, I can't.
Nailed it.
He plays for Carolina, he's the goalie. And then there's Saros. As someone who's played goalie my whole life, they're both not very good. I don't think they're either elite or starter goalie, so I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Nick?
Nedeljkovic. I believe is how they pronounce it. I thought he had a pretty good year. And I know he's not a household name.
No.
He kind of came out of nowhere for Carolina this year, and I'm looking it up right now. I mean, in the regular season, he had a .932 save percentage, which is pretty fucking good. And he didn't look out of place last game. I don't think he was, like, super sharp, but I don't think he was also tested a whole lot.
The over-under on that game is 5.5. Plus 114 to the over.
Yeah, I mean, it's playoffs, so you're always going to tend to lean to the under. Yeah, it's just, I mean, they could do it. They could easily, but what was it? Last time those guys played, it was like 5-2 or something.
You mean the first game one of the series?
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
5-2. So,
you're counting on Carolina to dominate.
Yeah, and in which they could, and Nashville could kind of be done. But this is supposed to be Nashville's, hey, let's put up a fight and make it a series, steal one on the road. I just think Carolina's too deep to let that happen. I would tend to stay with the under, but it could easily happen.
Derek, who the hell knows? Derek from Chicago, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are we doing?
Good.
RIP to the succulent.
RIP to the succulent.
RIP, dude.
Doing good. So I was calling. I really like this NHL correct score insurance that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you just pick the correct score. If your team wins and you don't have the correct score, you get your money back. So it seems like the Avs are the go-to here. So I laid in $25 at the Avs winning 4-2 tonight at +1800.
No,
I like it a lot. I don't even know if the Blues. They just, again, they didn't belong on the same ice. Yeah, Gumpy, I know you're hard on for the Lewis Blues lately, but they did not look like they belong on the same ice as the Avs, and that final score did not reflect that game because Bennington basically played like an alien.
and did whatever he could, but it still was enough. And it was only 3-1. 4-2 seems reasonable. I don't know if they're going to get two on Colorado.
It's a good strategy to take the team that you think is going to win because you'll get your $25 back. So if
it's a free shot in the dark is what it is.
Tell whoever's answering calls that we are good for the rest of the show. Thank you very much. Who's back here answering calls?
It's Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
So we are full. Don't hang up the phone. We'll get to you, but we're full. One more hockey puck pick, and then we're going somewhere else. Nick from Michigan.
What's going on, fellas? How's the day going?
What's up, dude? How are you?
Good. Except for Boston Connor. Screw that scumbag and the Penguin disrespect yesterday.
Yeah.
Captain exactly. Canada. I got two picks. I love the McDavid plus. Let me see here. Over a goal tonight.
Yeah, we plus 110. Like
two or three.
Yep.
And then I got Winnipeg actually surprising them though and taking the win at the end of the night.
Okay. So he thinks McDavid's going to have a hat trick, but then lose.
So at the end of the night.
So that's going to be. It's going to be high.
I mean,
so
that
that's going to be a high scoring game.
That is basically what happens in the Oilers games anyways. If they do lose, he's going to score and they're still going to lose. But no, I don't know. It's game one, so anything could happen this first time. Obviously, the Canadian division is taking the ice tonight. Edmonton's at home. I'm going to go with the home favorite, at least for game one, and see how it plays out.
Best player.
Hell yeah.
Joe from
Denver. They have both of the best players in the series.
Joe from Denver. You got fucking NCAA football? Futures?
Yes, sir, bro. I was looking at your Twitter yesterday.
Oh, yeah. There's 70 games. FanDuel, if you are huge into NCAA football, FanDuel's put out 70 games, I believe, for the first couple weeks. So go over there and take a look at those. You got something, though?
Yeah, no. First of all, I want to say shout-out Tone steering the ship that is hammered down every single day.
It was rudderless.
Sorry about the ridicule you took, but... I'm just talking about the Iowa Hawkeyes getting 4.5 against Iowa State. I know Ty Schmidt's behind me here.
Yeah.
That seems pretty unrealistic, pretty unreasonable to me. Go ahead and hammer that. And then also go ahead and hammer the three-way Denver parlay, which is the Colorado Avalanche, the Denver Nuggets, and the Denver Broncos once we get Aaron Rodgers to win the championships. Let's do it.
Thank you, Joe. That seems like a homer pick.
Yeah.
Feels as if.
I don't know about anyone else.
Hey, I will speak for Ty, though. Yeah. He would say, yeah, you're going to give Kirk's Dogs 4 points against the Hawkeye or against Cyclones.
Cornfield Jesus came back, didn't he?
Cornfield Jesus?
Yeah.
Good question. I wish I knew who Cornfield Jesus was.
He's the Iowa State quarterback. He was like a Heisman candidate 2 years ago.
Oh, that Cornfield
Jesus. Yeah.
There he is.
This is, hey, we're in May, dude. I'm not doubting the college football, unfortunately, yet. All right, we've been putting it off. NBA playoffs tonight.
Let's go.
Spurs. What the hell just happened back there? Spurs and Grizz. Jay, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Spurs and Grizz, Lakers, Warriors. Matt from Cali, what do you got?
Hammer down. I was looking at this Spurs-Grizzlies game.
Okay.
Spurs, last four games they played of the season, played the Bucks, Nets, Knicks, Suns. Didn't win a single game.
Okay.
But, hey, they played some of the top teams in the NBA.
Cool.
You got Pop as your coach. You got DeMar DeRozan. I'm taking Spurs money line tonight.
Okay.
And then Laker game, you got to go LeBron James. It's fucking LeBron James.
It is.
I got Lakers first half money line right there.
Thank you, Matt. Mitt, what do you think, dude?
No, I like that kid. I'm taking the Spurs tonight plus the four. I'm not taking a money line. I just think that's too many points for Popovich and the boys in the playoffs. And then also, I mean, obviously, I'm going with LeBron James. I'm going with the Lakers. I'm going with the over of LeBron James at 26.5 and the under of Steph Curry. They're going to have someone on him just right when he crosses half court, so let's go.
Excellent.
And if it goes, the offense is going to run through Draymond Green. They stay.
You also thought fucking LaMelo was going to have 35 assists and 17 windmill dunks last night.
Well, I also didn't know that he just wanted to go to Cancun instead of actually play.
Oh, he's 15, so of course he is, dude. So the trends for tonight for Memphis, not great. 1-4 ATS in their last five. 1-4 ATS in their last five is a favorite.
Let's go.
1-4 in their last five home games.
Preach, Jimmy Tony. Let's go.
0-4 ATS in the last four games as a home favorite. So trend's not great for Memphis right now. It's not like Spurs are any better. 1-4 ATS in the last five as a road dog. 2-5-1 ATS in the last eight games just as a dog overall. The trends are a little bit better there. I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that one because I got no fucking idea what's going to go on there. But you do have Pop.
Let's go.
So.
And the Grizz are really one of those teams that gets favored a lot because a lot of people like to bet on them. Yeah. Have John Morant. It's kind of like the Hornets that I threw on for the same reason. So that's why I'm actually going against my initial thought.
Lakers and Warriors. I think I'm going to stay away from that one. But
yeah.
You do have LeBron and AD.
You're staying away?
I'm leaning Lakers.
I would. I know as much as people don't like it in the NBA, I would do a 5-point teaser with the Spurs to +9 and the Lakers down to a pick 'em.
Hey, it's not terrible. Right. That's not terrible, Pop.
Although I hope the Warriors win.
Yeah. Mike from Indiana, what do you got?
You're a bad person.
Thank you.
Como estas, señores? Buenas tardes. Hammer down.
Buenas tardes.
Oh, buenos dias.
Muy bien, y tú?
Bien, bien. Hey, guys, I got a good pick for tonight's St. Louis Cards game. First, for the first half, you can get them at -0.5 for, I think, -136. But I think -1.5 at +126 is the better bet. Trevor Cahill is 1-4-2 in the first half. Jack Flaherty is 7-0 in his last seven games with an average margin of +2.4. Four games in the first half, the Cards have led the Pirates on average by 3.25 runs.
Thank you, Mike. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lay plus. I ain't going to lay 1.5.
I don't like laying -0.5.
I know. But, hey, more power to you.
You get that plus money. Fill your boots, my friend.
Scott from Colorado. This must be a typo. It says you got an IndyCar lock.
Yeah, hammer down.
Hammer down.
Let's go.
There's no locks in motorsports except for Lewis Hamilton.
There's no lock in any sports, my friend. Go ahead.
All right. So for the 500, right now you can get your best value. Elio Castroneves bumped up to +4,000 today.
Okay.
Hello. He's with a new team.
Hey, Elio. Yeah.
Castroneves.
Ready to rock and roll. Rossi actually bumped up to +1,500 today.
Okay.
Started out at +700, so great value there. Sebastian Bourdais blew an engine yesterday.
I love Sebastian.
Bumped up to +10,000.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Harvey's, Elio's teammate.
Matt.
Great value at +6,600. And then the true wild card is DeSilvestro, the first like all-woman team. But it's Penske affiliated. They're at +40,000 right now.
Thank you, Scott.
$250 down and win a grand.
Thank you, Scott.
You just pick every. We're just picking every racer.
That is how you do the IndyCar.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like golf. Yeah. You sprinkle a little here and there.
Elo Kostrinovis got a new motor.
That's respect for you.
Have some respect for a great. It's Elio Kostrinovis.
What's his new motor look like?
It's fucking pretty solid.
Hopefully he wins.
What was that? What were we talking about? Formula O? Last call of the day. Dan from South Florida. What do you got?
Creeps.
Hello?
Dan.
Hey, how's it going, Hammer Down, guys?
Hammer down.
Going down. All right. So, listen, I was going to talk about a little bit about baseball, but I already heard my answer in your previous calls.
Smart.
But I want to talk about the Heat versus the Bucks.
Ooh,
on Friday. Go.
Okay.
I really think the Heat are going to go ahead and just 4-0 these Bucks, even though they want revenge on what the Heat did to them in the bubble. What is your guys' take on putting a four-sweep line together?
Okay. Dan.
Yeah.
I like the Heat more than others do because they have always played the Bucks really well.
Battle-tested.
They have played Giannis well. They throw fucking bodies at them.
Uncle's Bucks, dude.
They give him some trouble at the rim.
Zane, your grandpa's Bucks,
that
dude.
That being said, it might be our grandpa's Bucks, but I don't know if this Heat team is as good as they have been in the past.
Don't discount
PJ Tucker and Drew Holiday, my friend.
No, no, they no. Are I not. Love the.
I worry about Middleton shrinking in the big spot, but I like those two.
There was a game I was watching a couple weeks ago, and PJ Tucker had been there for like 10 days, and he was already yelling at dudes on the team. Yeah. And I was like.
And he's got the greatest shoe collection of all time.
Incredible shoe collection. He just sits in the corner and fucking drains shots. What is that series price? Do you know off the top of
your head? What do you think? You think the Heat win that series, Mitt?
I think the Heat are going to play them pretty well. I do not think that the Bucks are going to get tossed first round. I think they'll probably go second. I don't think they're that good to a lot of the points that you said.
The series spread is 1.5. So, like, if Heat win, or so if Bucks win in 6, you lose that bet. It'd have to go 7.
What's that line at for the Heat at +1.5?
+1.5, +112.
Ooh, I love that.
If you think it's going to go 7 games. Yeah. Or the Heat to win the series.
No, that's... Oh, yeah, no, you're right. I like that.
Damn, Brooklyn is huge favorites over the Celtics, which I guess...
Yeah.
Makes sense. Knicks. Knicks and Hawks, I think, is going to be a very close. That series spread...
Nah, give me the Knicks all day.
You get them +1.5, -192.
What's the Knicks just to win that series?
-105.
Yeah, lock that in.
Lock it in?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
It's Knickerbocker time, my friend.
That's going to be a good series. I'm actually excited for that series.
This weekend, awesome, by the way. I watched Celtics-Wizards last night. It was good.
Yeah.
It was
real basketball.
Yeah, big fan of NBA basketball. Yeah. So you have that this weekend. You got the NHL playoffs. You got the PGA Championship. You
got the final day of English soccer.
Good weekend. Really, really good weekend.
Atletico Madrid to win the Spanish La Liga if they win. After Barcelona said Suarez wasn't good enough, get off our team.
Louis.
He could be taking Atletico to the league title.
Take a bite out of him.
That would be massive. I love Suarez, dude. I wish he came back to Liverpool.
Does he still have it?
Oh, yeah. He's always got it, dude.
Do you have any footy for tomorrow or anything?
There is none tomorrow. There's one game on Friday, and then got a bunch for this weekend. I like in the Bundesliga. We're tied 1-1. Missed a penalty.
Yeah, they did it early. I think it was like the third minute.
Yeah, 3 minutes in. It's 1-1 with 10 minutes left.
How's the boys? How's the lads doing?
2-0.
Feeling pretty good, huh?
I mean, we need the Spurs. Spurs get a draw. We win. Fucking, if this team gets top four after fucking this season, man, it's quite a feat in my books.
Yeah, it is. Let's go through the boost. DeMar DeRozan to be top point scorer in Memphis and San Antonio. Not taking that.
Don't
one.
Love that.
Nope. Stephen Curry and LeBron James combined for 70 plus total points. That's a lot of points.
I actually hate that. I think the score is also going to be way under. Not a lot of points. I don't like that at all.
I should have asked about Rory, JT, and Spieth all to make the cut. Rory scares me, so I'm not going to take that one. Connor McDavid to record 2+ points and Edmonton to win.
Ooh, yes. What's that at?
+150.
Yes. Go on, Coilers.
I think we covered everything, boys. Am I missing anything?
We got 10 minutes left for fucking the Hammers to get a winner here.
They will. Hey.
We need bubbles.
Hey, they will.
Blow bubbles. You can't miss a penalty in the third minute.
You can't do it.
Can't.
Baseball day. I have the Giants -132 versus Cincinnati first five. Under 4.5 in the first five and a first inning draw on that one. Miami +0.5 versus the Phillies first five. And Baltimore -132 first five and first inning draw in that one.
Hi, baby Tone.
What do you got, Paul?
I have Giants first five money line. Marlins first five +0.5. Cards first five -0.5. Orioles first five money line. Astros first five money line, Nats first five money line.
Do you remember who you liked tonight in the NHL?
Nicholas? Oh, and fucking Mick Jesus over half a goal might be my favorite bet of the night.
Mick Jesus for a goal. You could jump on the boost for 2 points and an Oilers win. I like the Oilers as well. Like when regulation at -105. The coin tells us to go with the Caps. I'm going to go with it tonight.
Okay.
And also like the over at 5.5 there +100. Going with Carolina Hurricanes
-1.5 at +140. And I'm also late ad. I'm going to go under in the Colorado-St. Louis game at -114.
Okay.
What's that at?
5.5.
And then, Mitt, you were on San Antonio and the Lakers, correct?
Yep. San Antonio plus the 4. The Lakers minus the 6 is what it's at now. And
oh,
then
got
the
to
minus
6?
Of or under of 218 in the Warriors-Lakers game. Yeah, it did just change.
God, Jay, damn. What like 700-1 golfer are you going to take to win this weekend and probably win?
I didn't really like any of them, so okay. I'm just kind of staying away from it.
Right. What NASCAR guy did you take?
Jay?
NASCAR? I don't know NASCAR.
IndyCar.
Yeah. And I didn't see any of those yet. So.
We can't thank you guys NASCAR? Enough. The rollover is
got
up
that new motor.
To 750. Hashtag FanDuel Hammer Down rollover 750. Get it in there. At Hammer Down on Instagram and Twitter. Keep subscribing to
West
YouTube.
Ham. 83rd minute. Woo! Let's go, boys.
Come on, you
Hammers. Come on.
Yeah. Pretty bubbles in the air.
This show, man. Anytime a fucking footy bet is on during this show, it's fucking luck, dude.
Congrats to everyone who rode with us on that from yesterday.
We got 7 minutes. Come on.
You are currently
Hold
in
on.
A decent spot.
Hold. Are you going on Game Time Decisions night with Morenci?
Yeah.
I just saw a tweet.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I think 7:10. I think I'm doing that.
Is that GTD?
GTD.
Can't wait. We will see you guys tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Same time, same place. Can't thank you enough. Hammer.
Down.